The special favor of Allah, Holy Allah. The universe is the body and its soul, Holy Allah, Holy Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله It is stated that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that whoever recites Salat upon me 1,000 times a day, he will not die until he sees his abode in paradise. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Viewers of Manchala, 1,000 may seem like a lot. It does, doesn't it? 1,000 seems like a big figure. But if I was to say to you, okay, 100, how long would it take you to recite Durood-e Pak 100 times? 2 minutes? 3 minutes? 3 minutes? 4 minutes? Let's say 5 minutes. 5 minutes. I'm asking for 5 minutes before every salah and 5 minutes after every salah. And inshallah, as we do 100 before, 100 after, that's 200 times 5, 1,000 through the park. If you make it part of your routine, and especially those people that travel to work, they can very, very easily recite 1,000 through the park whilst they're traveling to work and whilst they're coming home from work. So make it part of your routine. And I pray to Allah as well that we all benefit from this and we all see our place in paradise before we pass away. Allahu Akbar. Here's the channel. As Muslims, our aim, our purpose in life is to attain paradise. To attain paradise, we need to attain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And in attaining the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, we have to follow the commands that Allah Azza wa Jal has given us and the commands that the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given us as well. And so today, inshallah, viewers and mentors, we're going to talk a little bit about following and obeying the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because if we do not follow, if we do not obey the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if we do not follow and obey the commands which the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has brought to us in the form of the Quran and all the other commands that he's brought to us, then without doubt, we will be in loss, not only in this life, but in the hereafter as well. I'm going to begin, viewers and mentors, just to show you. As during the month of Rabiul Awwal, we're also talking about the love that people had for the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the companions, when they showed this love, their obedience, their following the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was also a sign of love. It is stated that Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala said that he saw that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw a person wearing a gold ring. A person was wearing a gold ring and the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam removed that ring from him and he threw it away and he said, does anyone amongst you want to keep a red hot coal of fire in his hand? After the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam left, people said to that person, why don't you go and pick up that ring? Why don't you go and sell that ring? Why don't you give it to the female members of your family? Sell it and spend it in the way of Allah azza wa jal. And this companion, he said, no. When the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has thrown it away, then by Allah azza wa jal, I will never pick it up. Allahu Akbar. Two things we learned there, viewers of the channel. Number one, and I think is very important, especially for our young brothers, wearing gold. Yes, wearing gold for Muslim men is haram. Irrespective of the weight, irrespective of how you're wearing it, irrespective of where you're wearing it, wearing gold is haram. So nowadays, if you wear a gold ring for Muslim men, it's haram. A gold chain, and nowadays, unfortunately, some of our young lads are wearing gold chains as well. This is haram. To have the gold earrings that some people have or the gold studs is haram. And astaghfirullah, some of us even pierce our tongues and put gold studs, haram. This is all haram. And wearing gold for men completely, full stop, without any reason, is haram. Some people will try and make some sort of an excuse. I remember reading the other day, that someone, there's an old, you could call it an old wives' tale, yeah? An old wives' tale that, okay, yes, wearing gold is haram, but if you're traveling on a journey, yeah, If you're traveling on a journey, then if you were gold, then when you're traveling on that journey, then if you get stuck anywhere, yeah, then that gold can come in handy and it can help you. So when you are traveling, yeah, someone said that it's okay to wear gold. And Amir al-Sunnat in the Madani Muzakkar, he said, no, even under them circumstances, it is still haram to wear gold. And that is just an excuse. Amir al-Sunnat said, rather than wearing the gold, take cash with you. Because if you got gold, then you have to sell it, you have to find a buyer for it, you have to, people have to inspect it, but cash is cash. Cash is cash, and wherever you go, you can spend that cash. So he said that, you know, don't try and make excuses, gold is haram. So that's the first thing that we learn from this incident of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the second incident that we learn, the second incident that we learn is that this particular companion, when he saw that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed a dislike to something, showed a dislike to this gold, which okay, it was haram for him, but it was halal for his female members. He could have got that gold and sold it, but because the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw a dislike to that, he didn't like that, and he said that you are going to be wearing, you know, the red hot coal of fire in your hand if you keep that. And the companion said, I don't want to even go near it. I don't want to even go near it. That is love. That is obedience. That is respect. And so if you look at the lives of the companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then they, whatever the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam liked, they would try to like. If the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam disliked something, they would stay away from it. And that is true love. And the true lovers, viewers of Madri channel, they don't ask questions. They don't ask questions. He could have said, okay, so Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are you saying that it's haram for me to wear, or can I not just keep it in my home? Can I not do that? He didn't ask any questions. He didn't ask any questions. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam disliked it, and that was enough for him. And that is love, and that is obedience. And as viewers of Madri channel, we need to learn that our ultimate guide, our ultimate role model, is the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we want a role model in our society today, if we want to be successful in this dunya and in the hereafter, then the role model that we need to follow is the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, all these other role models that we mentioned on Madri channel, they are all role models, but the ultimate role model, and all of these role models, who is their role model? The ultimate role model of role models is the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And viewers of Madri channel, it is part of our iman. It is part of our iman that we need to obey and follow the commands of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if you look at the companions, if you look at the companions, how they followed in the footsteps, how they followed every single command, and that again is a lesson for us. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran, and it is wajib, compulsory upon Muslims to follow the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Azza wa Jal says, Surah Al-Anfal, ayat number 1. And obey Allah and the Messenger if you believe. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. And obey Allah and the Messenger if you believe. The renowned commentator of the Quran, viewers on the channel, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullah Ta'ala, said, it should not be derived from the commandment of obeying the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that if the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not obeyed, then he will suffer a loss. He has fulfilled his glorious duty of matchless preaching with the greatest perfection. Now the consequence for you not following or not obeying the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be upon you. Allahu Akbar. Viewers of Madri channel, Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded us, Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded the humans to obey Allah Azza wa Jal and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam for living their lives and attaining success in this world and the hereafter. He has also given us the choice that by acting upon his commandments, they may become his obedient bondsmen and enjoy the everlasting blessings of paradise, or by committing his disobedience, they may become deserving of the hellfire. Therefore, viewers of Madri channel, to attain success in this world and in the hereafter, we should adopt the clean and pure blessed character of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is better for us. The blessed life of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the best role model that we can possibly have. It is stated in ayah 21 of Surah Al-Azab, and I give you the translation from Kanzul Iman. Indeed for you, following the Messenger of Allah azza wa jal is best. It doesn't get more simpler than that, does it? Indeed for you, following the messenger of Allah is best. In the Tafsir book viewers of the channel, Anur al-Irfan, regarding this renowned commentator of the Quran, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan, Daimi Rahmatullah Ta'ala, stated, he says that we come to know that the blessed life of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam is a blessed role model for all humans, leaving no field of life. And it could also mean that Allah Azza wa Jalla has made the blessed life of the noblest Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Wasallam the model of his power. Allahu Akbar. A craftsman applies all his skills on the sample. It has become obvious to us that a successful life is that one which is spent in following in his footsteps. If we live, die, sleep, and awaken by acting upon the guiding principles of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Wasallam, then all of these acts will become acts of worship. Yes, viewers of the If, you know, in our daily lives, we do certain things all the time. We drink tea, we cut our nails, we put our clothes on, we put our shoes on, we take our shoes off, we go to sleep, we eat, we drink, we do all of these things. Everybody does them. Now, what I'm saying to you is if you do them in accordance to the way that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us to do, or the way the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself did it, then we are told, viewers of Mother Channel, that this is an act of worship. And any act of worship is worthy of reward. And if you get the reward, then inshaAllah azza wa jal, you'll attain the blessings of Allah azza wa jal. And ultimately, as we said at the beginning, our game of every Muslim is to attain the pleasures of paradise. So why should we not, viewers of Mother Channel, why should we not find out how to do this? Why should we not find out how the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam lived his life? Why should we not find out how he put his shoes on, took his shoes off, cut his nails, put his clothes on? All these things that we normally do. And if we do them because the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did that, then without doubt there is a reward there. This is one example of yuzum. Why am I keeping this? Why are the lovers of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam all around the world keeping this on the blessed face? For only one reason. Only one reason. And the reason is the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam kept it. This is a show of obedience. This is a show of respect. This is a show of love to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we see lovers all around the world. Wherever you go, they have this blessed beard on the face. And there is only one reason. Why? Because the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did it. And like all the other acts, the other sunnahs, the only acts of worship that you do, viewers on the channel, they involve a certain amount of effort. A certain amount of effort that, you know, if I cut my nails, okay, I need to cut my nails according to the sunnah. I need to remember how to do it and do this. But this is one sunnah, viewers of the channel. If you keep this with the intention that it is the sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then eating, drinking, sleeping, walking, working, whatever you are doing, you're getting the reward for this. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Now, viewers of the channel, if I was to give you a worldly example, and I'm trying to think of one now as I'm talking to you. If I was to give you an example that, you know, you could be making money doing nothing. You could be making money doing nothing. Yeah. But what you need to do is you need to have a little bit of effort. A little bit of effort. Not a lot of effort. Just a little bit of effort at the beginning. And after that, for all your life, you'll be making money. And you're going to think, wow, tell me, what business is that? What is the business that I can do? What business can I look into that if I start this business, then I only have to put a little bit of effort in the beginning. Yeah, I might have to work a little bit hard in the beginning. Then after that, I don't have to put any effort in it and I get the reward forever and ever for the rest of my life. And you would say, yes, jump at that. Everybody would want that business. This again is one such sunnah. A little bit of effort at the beginning, a little bit of intention. Those people that keep the beard the first time, then the scratching the face for a while, yeah, and it's a bit hard to manage and you're constantly, you know, it feels a bit itchy. Yes, it does. But that itch, that feeling goes away and after a while you don't even realize it. And you don't realize it, but you're getting the reward for it. So there's great reward in following the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if there is no other reason, then we should fill it for that reason. Because without doubt, as I said at the beginning of the Muslim channel, that every Muslim wants to attain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Every Muslim wants to attain paradise. And we've heard from these ayats of the Quran, from the tafsir that we mentioned so far, that if we follow the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we adopt his sunnah, then inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, we will be rewarded for every single one of them. And inshallah, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa will be pleased with us. Allah azza wa will be pleased with us. We'll be successful in this dunya and we'll be successful in the hereafter as well. Viewers on the channel, we're just going to take a small break now. We've got a little package for you, inshallah azza wa. Let's go to this package and then inshallah azza wa, when we come back, we're going to continue with this topic. Let's go to the package. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Hazrat Allama Ibn Hajar Haytami Makki rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has narrated that Sulaiman bin Abdul Malik was honored to behold the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his dream. He found that the revered and renowned Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was benevolent towards him. The following morning he asked Sayyidina Hassan Basri radiallahu ta'ala anhu for the interpretation of the dream. Sayyidina Imam Hassan Basri radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, "Perhaps you have done something good with the progeny of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." He politely said, "Yes, I found the blessed head of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu in the treasury of Yazid. I wrapped it in 5 pieces of cloth, offered funeral prayer along with some of my companions, and then buried it." Sayyidina Hassan Basri radiallahu ta'ala anhu responded, "It is that deed which has brought about the pleasure of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam." Subhanallah. So if we want the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be pleased with us, we want the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be happy with us, to show love and affection towards us, then what we do is we show love and affection towards the progeny of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, towards the Ahlul Bayt of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would show love and affection towards us as well. The renowned orator of Pakistan, Hazrat Allama Maulana Al-Haj Al-Hafiz Muhammad Shafi Al-Qarwi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has mentioned in his book Sham-e-Karbala, there are different narrations with regard to the blessed head and Mashhad have been made at different places. It is quite possible that the narrations and Mashhad had been related to more than one blessed heads of the martyrs. The heads of all the martyrs of the Ahlul Bayt were sent to Yazid and the heads might have been buried in various places, and references have been made with only Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu out of respect or due to some other reason. So subhanallah, this is someone who showed love, you know, to the blessed head of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And look at the love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him, and he came into his dream and showed that love to him. My dear Islam brothers, as Muslims, it is important, it is incumbent upon us that we show love and affection towards the Sadat-e-Kiram, towards the Ahlul Bayt. Even today, if you see anyone who is a Sayyid, love him and respect him, for because he is from the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Try to help the Sadat-e-Kiram. Obviously, we can't give our zakat to them because zakat is not worthy for these pious people, for these good people. Try to help them. If they need any financial help, be the first one to go and help these Sadat-e-Kiram. If they need any type of help, then help them. Inshallah, if you help them in this world, Allah will help you in the hereafter. And that is one of the reasons how our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam can be pleased with us. Remember, never have hatred for the Sadat-e-Kiram. Never have hatred for these people. No matter what their lives are, that is their matter. As Sayyids, we should love and respect them. Sometimes what happens is when a person sees any Sayyid who is indulging, committing sins, people start to move away from them. I don't want to be associated with that person. I don't want to be having to do anything to do with him because he's a sinner. This is what he does. No. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, the true Sadat-e-Kiram, the one who is really a Sayyid, we should love them, respect them, leave the matter to themselves, but we should love them. Allah Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnah radiallahu ta'ala anhu even goes a step forward and he says that if you have a Sayyid student in the madrasa, if he makes any mistake, then when you want to punish him, do not have the intention to punish that child, but I even have the intention that the Sayyid, his blessed feet are full with dust, and I am cleaning his blessed feet. Subhanallah. Ashiqe Rasool Ala Hazrat teaching us about the respect and honor we should give to the Sayyid. If you know anyone who is a Sayyid or a Sayyida for the Islamic sisters, help them, love them, respect them. inshallah, if Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi can become a great wali because he loved and respected a sayyid, no doubt we will have a maqam if we love and help these sayyids as well. May Allah ta'ala bless us with this good deed, inshallah. Ameen, summa ameen. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, beautiful Madri poser from Hafiz Arafakat Atari. May Allah Azza wa Jalla reward him for this. Our viewers on the channel, you're watching yesterday, today and tomorrow. And today we're talking about obedience, following in the footsteps of the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and how it is an important part of our iman, and it's something that we need to implement in our lives. But before I go any further, there's one problem, isn't there? That so far what we've understood from the ayat of the Quran that we've understood, from the few words that I've mentioned so far, we've understood the importance in following the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We've understood that it is rewarding in following him. But how? A lot of people don't know anything about the life of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We don't know what to follow. You know, we'll say, oh yeah, okay, I'll follow the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But what? What do I need to do? Tell me. And again, that is something that we are lacking, viewers of the channel. That during this month in which we are celebrating, you know, the blessing, we are celebrating the blessing that the Allah Azza wa Jalla gave to us in the form of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We're showing our happiness in many, many different ways. Be it in lighting up our houses, be it in waving the flags, be it in wearing bayah, or whatever we are doing, whatever way we are showing our happiness. But then deep down, the person that we are celebrating about, the person that we are being happy about, what do we know about his life? You know, and it's sad to say, viewers of Munchan, and I'm, you know, I've had this experience. Right? I remember sitting down with teenagers, in fact. They were teenagers, yes. And maybe 15, 20 teenagers. And I remember asking the teenagers, okay, what do you know about the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And nobody could say anything. So I thought, okay, you know, I'll ask him some questions. So I asked the first question. Where was the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam born? Should be a simple question. And you know what? All of them started looking at each other. Looking at each other, though, who's going to answer this question? And straight away I realized that they didn't know the answer. They didn't know the answer. And one of them plucked up the courage and he answered Karachi. And you know when someone gives a silly answer, yeah? When you're sitting in a group and someone gives a silly answer, then everybody laughs. This is what normally happens. People, children, they'll snigger or they'll laugh and they'll, oh, look at that answer, what a silly answer he's given. None of them did that. None of them did that. They thought that, oh, thankfully someone's given the answer. It must be the right answer. And that shows us, viewers of Manishan, that what little we know about the mercy to mankind, what we know about the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that our youth, they do not know this. They do not know where the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born, where he lived his life, when he started preaching Islam, the trials and tribulations he faced, the battles that he took part in, his Ahlul Bayt, his family, his wives, his children, his attributes, where his resting place is. We should know these things. They should be ingrained in our children from a young age. Why is this not happening? Why have we gone so far away from the deen that we do not know anything about the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? We claim to be Muslims. We all say we are Muslims. We all say we are lovers of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But who is he? What did he do? I don't know. Where did he live? I don't know. What efforts did he do to spread the deen of Islam? I don't know. Who were his blessed wives? I don't know. Who were his children? I don't know. Who were his grandchildren? I don't know. Where is he resting? I don't know. And again, these are wake-up calls. And maybe a lot of people that are watching this program thinking, nah, that's not true. Nah, my kids know it, don't you? Yeah, you know it, don't you? MashaAllah, very good, very good. And you're looking at your children thinking, MashaAllah, you know it. Yeah, MashaAllah, you know it. But in essence, viewers of Manchana, a lot of us, you are watching this program now because you have some sort of an Islamic mindset. And that's why you've switched on to Madri channel and you're watching these programs. And effectively, I've used this term before with some of the brothers, that a lot of us, we're living in this bubble. Because we're living in this bubble, we think, oh, everybody knows about the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everybody knows this. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows that. But as soon as you go out of that bubble, as soon as you get out of that bubble and go out there and meet people, you realize what little people know. And people want to know. They are thirsty to know. And in a lot of cases, people are maybe embarrassed as well, that they got to a certain age in their life and now they're embarrassed not knowing anything. But viewers of my channel, there's always still time. And during this month, even if you know about the life of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I have one humble request. There is a book, Sirat-e-Mustafa, that's available on our website, www.dawatislami.net. It's in Urdu, it's in English, I'm not even too sure if it's in other languages as well. Download that book. Start reading that book. I'm not too sure in the English that all of the chapters are actually online now, and they're gradually being put online as we speak. But download that and read that book. And become aware of the life of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today we are learning how important it is to follow him. But if we don't know anything about him, if you read the seerah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then alongside reading that seerah, viewers of the channel, you're reading about certain events that took place with the companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how they showed their love, how they showed their obedience, how they showed their respect, how they loved him and followed him. And you can see them examples. And then you can try and follow in the footsteps of these great companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and try and love the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam like they loved him. Follow the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that like they followed him. Respect the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that like they respected. And try, viewers of my channel, try to make some of the sacrifices that the companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made upon the commandments of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam like the companions did. If we can try and follow in these footsteps of these companions of how they follow the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then inshaAllah azza wa jalla will be rewarded. Coming back to the actual topic of being obedient to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and following him, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that the one who obeyed my commandment, Allahu Akbar, the one who obeyed my commandment entered paradise, and the one who disobeyed me has become the one who denies. Think about that, viewers of my channel. The one who obeyed my commandment, the commandment of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has entered paradise, and the one who disobeyed me has become the one who denies. You know, if you want a recipe for life, that is a recipe for life. That is a recipe for life. Everybody wants to know how to do things, how to make things, how to cook things, and you want a recipe of how am I going to do this? That's your recipe for life. The one who obeys my commandments, the commandments of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, entered paradise. And the one who denied it, he is amongst the disbelievers. Allahu Akbar. In another hadith, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, none amongst you can become a perfect believer until his desire becomes subservient to what I have brought. Whatever the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has brought, if you desire something and you find out that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has forbidden that, he has disliked that, he's told us to stay away from that, then your desires will be suppressed and finished. I'm drinking a cup of tea here. If we were informed that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam disliked tea or didn't take tea, then it is my duty to not drink tea. If you find anything, and this is true following and true respect, undoubtedly, viewers of the channel, changing yourself internally and apparently according to Islam whilst obeying the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam holds numerous benefits. Therefore, viewers of my channel, we should live our lives by obeying and acting upon the sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there are so many. And the blessed companions, viewers of my channel, if they saw the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam doing something, if they saw him doing something, they didn't ask, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, why are you doing this? Why have you done that? What is the wisdom behind doing this? What is the blessing in doing that? What am I going to get out of doing this? They never asked these questions. Why? Because they were true lovers, viewers of my channel. They didn't ask how, what, where, why, when. They did it. And again, that is a problem that we are failing today now, viewers of my channel. When people say to you, okay, you know, this is a sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they'll say, okay, fair enough, but why? What's the benefit? What do I get out of it? Explain to me from science. And we want all these questions answered. A true lover doesn't ask questions, and a true lover doesn't need answers. But nowadays, unfortunately, we want answers to everything. Yes, science one day, science may one day, I'm not going to say science will one day, science may one day catch up with the benefits in following the Sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I mean, in some instances it has. But even if it doesn't, even if it can't be proved, as lovers we follow. Sayyidina Ummu Darda radiallahu ta'ala said that whenever Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala would speak, he would smile. He would smile. I humbly said, leave this habit, otherwise people will start thinking of you as insane. So whenever he was talking, he would smile all the time, and he would have this smile on his face. And he was told that, look, if you continue smiling all the time, then people will think there's something wrong with you, that you're continuously smiling. Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala replied, whenever I saw or heard the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaking, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam would smile. Hence, with the intention of acting upon this sunnah, I also do so. It's the sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is enough for me. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiled when he talked to people, I will do it. If people will call me insane, so be it. And there's many, many instances, viewers on the channel, where the companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they didn't think what people would say. And that's the other problem nowadays, viewers on the channel. We think what people, what are people going to think? If I grow this beard, what are people going to say about me? If I start having a miswak in my top pocket, or start using miswak instead of a toothbrush, all my friends are using electric toothbrushes and I'm using the miswak, what will people think about me? What will people think about me if I start reading my namaz 5 times a day? What will people think about me if I start having a tasbih in my hand and start reading Durood e Pak on a daily basis? What will people think? Forget what people will think. If your aim in life, and this is what it is, viewers on my channel, whatever you do in your life, whatever you do in your life, and this is a life lesson, you have to set your priorities in life. Whatever your priority is in your life, then you can achieve that. So if your priority in life is money, then what will happen is you run after that money and nothing else will matter. When you're running after money, when you're running after making that big house back home, or you're running after earning money to get a sports car, you don't care what people say, oh, he's stingy, doesn't spend any money. You forget it then. You don't listen to what people say then when they say you're stingy because you're not spending any money. Why are you not spending any money? Because you're saving that money up to buy that sports car. You're saving that money up to buy that house. But you don't care what people say then. You don't care. You don't care to say whenever you got any other priority in your life. Those people. And it happened to me. I remember when I was studying. I was doing a degree course, and some friends said to me that, look, why are you doing this? Yeah. Look at us, we're earning money now. We've got jackets, we've got these trainers, we've got all these things. Come on. I didn't listen to them. Why? Because this was my priority. So why is it when it comes to the sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or obeying the commands of Allah, we listen to people? We need to be strong inside ourselves. Set your priority, and every Muslim's priority, and I've said this before, every Muslim's priority should be attaining the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal. I've mentioned it before that we should all have a bucket list. A bucket list in our life of what we want to achieve in this world. What do we want to achieve in this life? And the top of that list should be attaining the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal. And we can only attain the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal in following His commands and following the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of the channel, we're going to take a small break now. We've got a kalam of the day, and I'm hoping that you will enjoy it as much as I'm hoping to enjoy it. Let's take a break now and go to the kalam of the day. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Milad hai, milad hai, milad hai, milad hai, milad hai.
Marhaba, marhaba. Jhumo jhumo milad hai.
Marhaba.
Jhumo jhumo milad hai.
Marhaba.
Jhumo jhumo milad hai.
Miladun Nabi, ho Mubarak ehle ima, Eid Miladun Nabi, ho gayi kismat zarafsha, Eid Miladun Nabi,
Marhaba,
jhumo jhumo milad hai,
Marhaba,
jhumo jhumo milad hai,
Marhaba.
جھومو جھومو میلاد ہے جھومو جھومو میلاد ہے
چار جانب دھوم گے سرکار کے میلاد کی چار جانب دھوم گے سرکار کے میلاد کی جھومتا ہے ہر مسلمان عید میلاد النبی
عید میلاد النبی
جھومو جھومو میلاد ہے جھومو جھومو میلاد ہے جھومو جھومو میلاد ہے جھومو جھومو میلاد ہے
ہم نے کیوں روشن کر گھر گھر دیے میلاد کے ہم نے کیوں روشن کر گھر گھر دیے میلاد کے خود کر جب حق چراغا عید میلاد النبی
عید میلاد
النبی
جھومو جھومو میلاد ہے جھومو جھومو میلاد ہے جھومو جھومو میلاد ہے
مرحبا آمینہ کے گھر محمد کی ولادت ہو گئی آمینہ کے گھر محمد کی ولادت ہو گئی خوب جھومو اہل ایمان عید میلاد النبی
عید میلاد
مرحبا
جھومو جھومو میلاد ہے جھومو جھومو میلاد ہے جھومو جھومو میلاد ہے جھومو جھومو میلاد ہے
مرحبا عید میلاد النبی کا واسطہ عطار کو عید میلاد النبی کا واسطہ عطار کو بخش دے اے رب رحمان عید میلاد النبی
میلاد
مرحبا
جھومو جھومو میلاد ہے جھومو جھومو میلاد ہے جھومو جھومو میلاد ہے جھومو جھومو میلاد ہے
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ماشاءاللہ ماشاءاللہ another beautiful kalam and during this time of the year you want to listen to them sort of things uplift you give you that spiritual uplift and develop that love for the prophet of Allah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم that passion inside you and as we were saying earlier on viewers mentioned that the companions of the prophet of Allah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم they would follow the prophet of Allah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم in whichever way They would like the things that the Prophet of Allah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم liked. They would dislike the things that the Prophet of Allah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم disliked. And that is something that we need to be made aware of and learn this and try and follow in that in a similar fashion. It is narrated that Sayyidina Anas bin Malik رضی اللہ عنہ narrated that a tailor invited the Prophet of Allah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم to his house. I also joined the Holy Rasul صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم and the tailor he placed bread and curry that was made out of gurd and meat. Gurd is kaddu, it's like a form of type of turnip, yeah? And meat before the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said, I saw that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was eating that blessed gurd, i.e. that kaddu, that like turnip type food. He was eating that from the pot and after searching, he was actually searching for that particular vegetable and he would eat that as well. And he said, after I saw this, that the Prophet of Allah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم liked eating this particular vegetable, then since that I've also liked eating that blessed gurd as well, that blessed turnip, that kuddu sharif as well. Viewers of Manchal, this is what the companions were like. That if they saw the Prophet of Allah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم liking something, and today viewers of Manchal, there are certain people that whatever they cook, whatever dish they cook, they'll cook lentils, they'll cook chicken, they'll cook meat, they'll cook other vegetables. They'll put some of this vegetable, specific vegetable, in their meals to be part of their daily meals. Why? Because the Prophet of Allah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم liked it. For no other reason. For no other reason. It's not as if the Prophet of Allah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said this is a cure for this. No. The Prophet of Allah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم liked it and that's enough. That was enough for the lovers. And even today, people are following this. So this is something that we need to develop. That love, that respect, the understanding of how important it is to follow the commands of the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And like I said earlier on, we need to know what the commands are. We need to know what these commands are so that we can act upon them. Inshallah, we're just going to take another small break now. We're going to have another small package. And after this package, for the last part of the program, we're just going to give you some of the commands that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us to do. We're going to give you some of those things that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us not to do. And these are things that we need to be aware of. We need to be aware of these things, and we need to empower ourselves with more knowledge. You know, in this dunya, the successful person is he who has more knowledge. If you have more knowledge, you are an expert in your field, then you can move up the ladder in your field. But do you not want to move up the ladder in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal? Do you not want to move up the ladder in the sight of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And the only way you can do is by acquiring that knowledge. Make an intention to travel in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. What is traveling in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal? Dawud Islami has these Madri Kafirs where they travel for 3 days, 7 days, 12 days, 30 days. In fact, some for a whole year where they're traveling in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal from city to city, masjid to masjid, country to country, in fact. Why? To acquire the knowledge of the deen and to spread the knowledge of the deen. And again, this is also an act of obedience. This is also an act of obedience where the companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam were told to spread the message of the deen. Spread the message and go. And they left. They left the city of Medina to spread the message of the deen. This was obedience. And you can continue to fulfill this obedience of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by traveling in the way of Allah azza wa jalla. We're going to take a small break now, but please stay tuned, because after the break, inshallah, we're going to give you some of those commands of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We're going to talk about some of those things which the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam prohibited us from doing. Let's take a small break. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wa alihi wasallam. After the death of Abu Lahab, some of his family members dreamed him in trouble. They asked, how was he treated after death? He replied, I did not receive any goodness after leaving you. Then indicating towards the hole at the underside of his thumb, he said, accept this, as I am fed with water from this because I freed my slave girl, Suwayba. Shaykh Allama Badruddin Aini Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated, that indication means that he is given some water. Commenting on the foregoing narration, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddisi Dehelvi alayhi rahmatullahi al-qawi has stated, in this incident, there is credible evidence for those who celebrate the birth of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and spend their wealth on this occasion. Abu Lahab, who was a staunch unbeliever, was benefited due to rejoicing and freeing his slave girl, Suwayba, upon hearing the news of the blessed birth of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now imagine how great the reward will be for the Muslim spending his wealth wholeheartedly on this occasion. However, it is necessary to avoid songs and music in Milad gatherings. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, mark the blessed birth of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam enthusiastically. Even a staunch unbeliever like Abu Lahab benefited due to expressing happiness over the birth of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Then why not we, the Muslims, will be blessed? Abu Lahab rejoiced over the birth of a nephew, not that of the Prophet of Allah. Still, he was benefited. If we celebrate Milad out of love and admiration, how can we be deprived of reward? Ghar Amina ke Sayyide Abrar a gaya, khushiyan manao ghamzado ghamkhar a gaya. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, beautiful package there. Explaining to us the benefits, just one of the benefits of celebrating Milad. And we can see from the example there as well. With the incident of Abu Lahab, who was a staunch enemy of Islam, that he was also rewarded for that small act. For the act that he performed, he had a reward every Monday for that act as well. Viewers of the channel, we're talking about the obedience of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And obeying the commands of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is called itaat-e Mustafa, i.e. obedience to the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And obedience includes every such act which is commanded to from and also refrain from. And this also includes those acts which have been commanded to perform. For example, the way to offer our salah, the way to give our zakah, the way to fast during the month of Ramadan, and other virtuous acts are necessary. Similarly, it is also to refrain from those acts that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also refrained from us from. Lying, backbiting, tale-telling, listening to music, etc., etc. But unfortunately, viewers of my channel, we're not doing that. And we need to develop that mindset that Allah and His Rasul knows best. Allah and His Rasul knows best that whatever Allah and His Rasul has told us, then it is better for us. Not what some scientist has said. Not what your next door neighbor has said. Not what anybody else has said, your teacher said. Allah and His Rasul, whatever they have said, it is better for us. And in these last 5 or 6 minutes, I want to quickly just mention some of the commands of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we can at least try and act upon them. The first one is probably the most important. The most favorite act to Allah azza wa jal is to offer salah on a stipulated time and to be dutiful and good to our parents. Salah on time and dutiful to our parents. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Viewers of my channel, we all know, not a single Muslim around the world can deny the fact that namaz is not farz upon us. We all know it is farz upon us. We all know it's obligatory upon us. Then why? Why? A question that we need to ask ourselves. Ask yourself, why am I not reading my namaz? Do I not know that it is obligatory upon me? Do I not know that I will be punished for not reading my namaz? Do I not know that? I think every Muslim knows that. So then we all need to ask ourselves the question, why? Why am I not reading my namaz? Why am I not reading it on the stipulated times? Why am I not reading it with jamaat? Why? Ask yourself that question. Because only you can answer that question. Because we have been told that it's farz upon us. And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said it is the most favorite act to offer salah on a stipulated time. And then the second part, he says to be good to our parents. And unfortunately, this is a command from the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in many instances in the Quran, Allah azza wa jalla also tells us to respect our parents, to look after our parents, to don't even say uff to our parents. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, woe unto him whose parents attain an old age, but he fails to enter paradise. How? Through not looking after them. If he's not, your parents getting old is a blessing for you, that if you look after them, you can attain paradise. The happiness of Allah azza wa jalla lies in the happiness of the father. The displeasure of Allah azza wa jalla lies in the displeasure of the father. Paradise lies at the feet of the mother. You've heard all these things. These are all sayings of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with regards to our parents. These are commands. So if you want to show obedience to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you claim to love the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then don't just follow him by doing the nara and going on the streets and raising the banners. No, follow his commands as well. The most favorite act to Allah azza wa jal after the farayd is to enter happiness into the heart of an Islamic brother. Allahu Akbar. Making someone happy. Again, a command from the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The most favorite house to Allah azza wa jalla is the one in which an orphan is treated with respect. We are told to treat orphans with respect. No one can offer better benefit to his Muslim brother than if he receives something good, that he also conveys it to his brother. That whatever good blessings he gets, he shares with his brother. Command from the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Keep holding your tongue except for two good things. This way you will overcome shaitan. Control your tongue. Don't lie, don't cheat, don't backbite, don't swear. Control your tongue. The perfect one amongst the mu'mins, the believers, is the one who is best manners amongst them. And the best person amongst you is the one who is better in the matters of his family members. So don't just be kind and gentle outside and inside your house. You're horrible to your parents, you're horrible to your family, you're horrible to your spouses, you're horrible to your children. No, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the best character, The best character is the person that is kind to his family as well. The one who sees any fault of his Muslim brother and he conceals it. Allah Azza wa Jalla will make him enter paradise by virtue of concealing the fault. You know, these are all may seem like simple commands, viewers of the channel, but can you imagine what our society would be like if we just followed these six or seven commands that I just mentioned now? These six or seven commands that I just mentioned now, if we followed these sayings of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what a whole different society we would be in. You see a fault in someone, you conceal it. You get something good, you share it. You control your tongue. You respect people. You're a good character with people. You read your namaz on time. You look after your parents. All of these things that we just mentioned now. What a change that would make in society. Don't wait for society to change. You change. I should change. Change our houses. Don't wait for everything else to get better. We look at society today and say, oh, society is really bad. Everything's really bad. Look at ourselves. What are we doing? We are part of the same society that we're saying is bad. If we all make an intention to sort ourselves out, society will automatically sort itself out. But if we all look at others and wait for others to make a change, wait for others to sort something out, it's not going to happen, viewers of the channel. You know, there was a famous incident where a king, he ordered his subjects that he made a big hole in the ground. And he ordered his subjects that in the middle of the night, each of you go out of your house and put a jug of milk in the hole. Because I think he wanted to bathe in milk the next day. So one person is in his home and he's got his jug and he's thinking to himself, you know what, it's dark. Yeah, nobody's going to be able to see me. What I'll do is rather than putting milk in there, I'll put water in there. Yeah, and when the whole hole is full of milk and my one jug of water has, people aren't going to realize. People won't even be able to tell. They'll see me, they'll see my shadow going towards the place, they'll see me pouring it into the hole, but they won't see what I'm pouring in. So he goes and pours water into the hole. The next morning when the king comes and he looks outside, what does he see? He sees a hole full of water. Everybody put water in. Nobody put milk in. Everybody is waiting for somebody else to solve the problem. Viewers of Malachal, if you want to make a change in society, you have to be the start of that change. We have to be the start of that change. And Dawat Islami is here to help us change. Help us make a change in ourselves. And that's the mission statement of Dawat Islam, that I must strive to rectify myself. First and foremost, me. I need to sort myself out. And my personal intention I'm sharing with you now, that whenever I, since I've joined the environment of Dawat Islam, my personal intention has always been to sort myself out. And I was told the very, very first time by the Mubalik who brought me into the fold of Dawat Islami, he said that whenever you are blessed with an opportunity to give daras, whenever you are blessed with an opportunity to do a speech, then think to yourself that you are talking to yourself. You're rectifying yourself. And if as a result of rectifying yourself, others get rectified, all well and good. But primarily, don't think to yourself, oh, I'm sorted. I'm sorting other people. No, I'm sorting myself out. And Dawat Islami will help you, viewers of my channel. Attach yourself to the environment of Dawat Islami. Learn about the life of the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Learn those sunnahs and act upon those sunnahs. And inshallah, you will see a change in your house. You will see a change in the environment that you are living in. And inshallah, through your efforts, you see a change developing in the society around us. But we have to be the start. We have to be the start to that change. Each and every one of us has to be the start to that change. Don't look to others. You know, people look to others and think, what are they doing for the deen? What are they doing for the deen? No. Don't ask what others are doing for the deen. Ask what you are doing for the deen. Make a change inside yourself, and inshallah, that change will go. And that is the mission statement of Dawat Islam, that I must strive to rectify myself and rectify the people of the whole world. Inshallah, azawajal. Viewers of my channel, you've been watching yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And once again, time has got the better of me. But inshallah, I'm hoping that we've learned something today, and I'm hoping that we've made some good intentions today, and I'm hoping that we act upon them intentions. You know, people make good intentions, and then straight after that, they forget about them. Be firm in your intentions. Don't let the shaitanic whispers get to you and say, oh, you know what, I'll do it later. I'll do it next week. I'll do it next Jummah. I'll do it now. No, make a change now. Don't wait for tomorrow. You've been watching Madani Channel, and inshallah, azza wa jal. Until the next time, whether it be a new topic, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The special favor of Allah, holy Allah, the universe is the body and its soul, holy Allah.